Days after Seattle police fatally shot Charlena Lyles, black women in the city are feeling the impact. KUOW's Kate Walters went to a rally for Lyles and spoke with some of the women there. Here's what she heard.
Lyles' death has raised a lot of emotions. Sadness, anger, fear, compassion, and this thought. It could be me.
Because she is me. Charlena Lyles is me. And I am her. And it could as well have been me. And it could be me on a different day.
That's Misha McGriggs. She says the shooting was unsurprising, and that makes it all the more tragic. And she says it makes her feel like she's not seen as fully human. Tonya Isabel echoes that feeling. She says Lyles was her cousin, and her death has left the family reeling and in pain. And for Isabel,
it makes me feel like my life ain't important. So if they ever stop me, hands up, don't shoot. My life doesn't mean nothing to society. That's how I feel.
Isabel says she no longer trusts the police, and she's not alone. Until the shooting on Sunday, Faiza Ahmed had 911 on speed dial. But now...
Should I trust them? What do I do if someone, you know, breaks into my house? Who do I call for help, you know? Now the police is going to be the last agency I would call for help. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that's in the back of my mind ever since this past weekend, ever since this horrible tragedy that took place.
The Seattle Police Department continues to investigate the shooting. An SPD spokesman has said the shooting is a tragedy and their hearts go out to the Lyles family. He said SPD is a part of the community and feels the impact. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.